Grace be unto you and peace from God, our Heavenly Father, and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I wonder if we understand how beautiful the word to be able to say, brethren, really means. Because when we say brothers and sisters in our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, according to the scripture that you have just heard, it means that now you are all children of God by faith in Christ Jesus. And the allegory that the apostle wrote relative to slaves and the free people, in my opinion, is just as important to our understanding of our status and our nature within the kingdom of God, and should be just as important to Christians and as beautiful to hear as John 3:16. Because becoming and being children of God, adopted into the very family of God, delivers us from being the children of slavery. That's what Paul is talking about. I guess it means a lot to me because my mind goes back and roots and understand that as far as my ancestry was concerned, they came out of that period where there was a great distinction between the children of slave people and the children of the free. And in that old society in this country, we are told that the nature of the mother, or the status of the mother, was that also of her offspring. If the mother was a slave, so also was her children. Now that had a lot to say as to whether the offspring was going to be a part of the family, and as a part of the family, sharing in the inheritance or not. And this is what Paul was talking about in the text. And the most beautiful words of that total text are the last ones, which says, we are not children of the bondwoman, but of the freeman. And when he says that we are free, it means that we are free from bondage and all that that means. Bondage, which means that you were a slave that worked very hard in things that you perhaps did not want to do, but had no choice in the matter. That you were a bond person, not only physically, but even spiritually, so to speak, that you always found yourself doing those things that you did not want to do. Paul talks about that, oh wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death? For I am always, according to the flesh, a slave of sin, and a slave in sin. But then he talks about free from that bondage, free in Christ, free in body, free in spirit. When we come to realize he's talking about something like being born again of the water and of the spirit, and now I have become a child of God, adopted into his very family and a part of the inheritance that belongs to that family. As I said, I think about that when I look at the slaves in this country, He worked just as hard to build the great dream of America as anybody else. In fact, I think he worked even harder. But all that was built up, none of it accrued to them because they were not a part of the families that passed this down as inheritance that belonged to the children. Paul is saying, we are the children of God by faith in Christ Jesus, and we are those who will now inherit that which goes to the children, and not just receive that which is thrown out for those who are born slaves and children. The apostle, the prodigal son, understood that very well, and his father understood it even better than he did. Because when he came home and wanted to be a bond servant, just to be there to get the things necessary to keep body and soul together, he wanted him to understand, no, you're not a bond servant. You'll never be a bond servant in my house. You are a son that has received. And all that I have is yours. We are not children of the bond woman, but we are children of the truth. It says the apostle Paul, I am a slave in Christ. It doesn't mean that we just sit around and do nothing now because the inheritance is ours whether we do nothing or not. It's that when we look at the love of God in Christ Jesus that would lift us from bondage into the freedom that belongs to the children of God, we will say like to him, this love so amazing and so sublime. He learns our soul, our life, and our all. And so you become a person who works harder in freedom than you would have worked in slavery. But it's all a gift. Because you're doing those things for the God that you love. The God that has made you richer than this world could possibly ever make you. Oh, after he was a Presbyterian preacher, he used to love to sing that song, my father is rich in houses and land. He holds all the wealth of this world in his hand. Of rubies and riches and diamonds and gold and treasures and so forth untold. And then he would sing out on that old chorus, and I'm a child of the king. Yes, a child of the king. And because he was a child of the king, he could walk around in the freedom that belonged to the children of the family, the very children of God. God gives his kingdom to us, for us to live in here in time, and for us to be in eternity. Because in Christ Jesus, we are no longer slaves. But we work in the liberty that belongs to the very children of God, looking to that day when the total inheritance of God will be part and parcel of our eternity.